leaving the island. It must have been the slant of the light, the sheer cross grain of rain against a summer sun, the way the island appeared gifted out of the gleam and depth of distance, so that when you turn to look again, the send of the sea has carried you on under the headland and into the waiting harbor. And after the pilgrim lanes and the ruined chapel, the lads singing beneath a window, and the corncrake calling from a corner of a field, after the gull cries and the sea hush at the back of the island, it was the way, standing still or looking out, walking or even talking with others in the evening bar, holding your drink and laughing with the rest, that you realized part of you had already dropped to its knees, to pray, to sing, to look, to fall in love with everything and everyone again, that someone from deep inside you had come out into the sea light to raise its hands and forgive everyone in your short life you thought you hadn't, and that all along you'd been singing your quiet way through the rosary of silence that held their names. Above all, the way afterwards, you thought you had left the island but hadn't, the way you knew you had gone somewhere into the shimmering light and come out again on the tide, as you knew you had to, as someone who would return and live in the world again, a man granted just a glimpse, a woman granted just a glimpse, someone half a shade braver, a standing silhouette in the stern, holding the rail, riding the long waves back, ready for the exile we call a home.